USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will host the 2021-22 Medal of Valor recipients this morning at the White House. Then the president travels to Anchorage, Alaska this afternoon en route to Hiroshima, Japan for the G7 summit starting Friday. A report is due out today by the Republican-led investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Evidence supporting the theory that the virus likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, contradicts the Chinese narrative, but without China's support in the country of origin, absolute proof will be hard to come by. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
Previously unknown information that builds on an investigation that happened last year. This was not included as part of it, so we want to make sure the public sees it, that begins to outline the things that were going on in China in August and September of 2019.
While some companies continue to ask employees to come back into the office and work, data scientists at Ladders insist the writing is on the wall. Remote work is here to stay. According to their projections, home workers will continue to increase through 2023. Elon Musk on CNBC is calling out work-at-home employees.
But the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the fake Marie Antoinette quote, let them eat cake. Really? You're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory? You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home?
A hearing is being held today to decide on the legal status of the abortion pill, mifepristone.
A three-judge panel with the Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court will decide on the legal status of the pill, which was used in over half the recent abortions in the United States. The court has jurisdiction over Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Mifepristone was originally approved by the FDA in 2000 and has been used by over 5 million women since. The Supreme Court paused lower court rulings that would have disrupted access to the pill last month. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
With the debt ceiling of the USA being 20% higher than America's GDP, the debate between the Speaker and the President regarding the debt ceiling continues, with both sides agreeing yesterday, we must not default. Speaker McCarthy, shortly after the meeting in the Oval Office.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curve our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
More details are emerging from a mass shooting in New Mexico near Four Corners.
Police in New Mexico say a high school student killed 3 people and injured several others in a mass shooting on Monday.
At this point, we've discovered nothing that leads us to believe that this suspect knew any of the people. There's no indication that that's going to change. That we're pretty confident in, that this was completely random.
The shooter has been identified as 18-year-old Bo Wilson, a student at Farmington High School. He was armed with multiple guns, including an AR-15-style rifle, and randomly shot at things, including cars and houses. Wilson was confronted and fatally shot by police arriving on the scene. They're still working to determine a motive. I'm Skip Kelly.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron yesterday won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary. Cameron will now face Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the general election November 7th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.